In practically every direction that you look, you either hear or see somebody talking about an issue, or talking about a challenge, or talking about a problem of life, and then how that problem can be solved, or how a person can make genuine, lasting changes in their life. Someone gave me a copy of an advertisement a couple of weeks ago on the title. It says, "Your child will behave like an angel." And I'm assuming they cut this out of some sort of a magazine, and I was surely interested in that topic, so I read on. Let me read it to you this morning. This person who advertised in the magazine writes, "When I first stumbled across accelerated learning in the book Super Learning, I was amazed. Why was no one using this, I thought to myself. So I decided to test the accelerated learning techniques on myself to see if they really worked. Using the techniques I'm about to share with you, I lost 22 pounds, gained new confidence and courage to start my own business, and many other benefits that would cost me a bundle to list in this advertisement. So what does this have to do with your child? Read on. My wife got so excited about this new method of learning that she asked me to share it with her cousin Cindy, who has a boy named Jake. Why? I asked. She said, Cindy is interested in raising a positive child in this negative world we all live in, and if this tape can help you, it can help Jake grow up with good self-esteem and productive behaviors. So of course I got together with Cindy and we decided to make an accelerated learning tape for Jake. We had no idea how effective it would be. In bold letters it says, Jake the Terror became Jake the Charming. Even the sometimes shy little boy who hid behind mom's leg when other adults were around was now comfortable and at ease. Important point, it says. Jake began listening to mom more effectively, behaving more frequently, interacting pleasantly with other children, and seemed to be happier in general. It was more positive than we thought it would be. So what did we do? Here's how the technique of accelerated learning works. I started by recording Baroque period classical music. Vivaldi, Bach, Mozart, onto an audio cassette tape. Now, I know that's going to thrill some more than others, but anyway, I'm just reading. Then I recorded some simple statements over the top of the music like, I like myself, I am nice to people, I am a good person, I do what mommy and daddy tell me to do, I know mommy and daddy love me, I like to play with other kids, I am calm at the dinner table, I am a sweet and nice person at restaurants, I like to eat what mommy and daddy give me, and so on. Cindy played the tape for Jake while he was getting ready in the morning for 30 minutes every day. What were the results? Within 90 days, Cindy was suddenly the envy of all the mothers in the neighborhood. They would make comments like, Jake is getting so smart, and Jake is so charming. If you could see the smile on Cindy's face when she was telling me about these comments, it would make your heart melt. I know mine did. In fact, that feeling compelled me to share this concept with you. And I'm sure that's the only motivation. Why should you use this tape? Your child will grow up with good self-esteem. Your child will behave in public. Your child will feel even more loved. Your child will learn to be strong, healthy, and smart. Your child will already love school before he or she gets there. I will use whatever technology I can find to enhance my child's quality of life. That's exactly what my tape does for children just like yours and mine. What is this tape? 60 minutes of beautiful Baroque period classical music with 20 positive statements spoken out loud over the top of the music. This is not subliminal. Play the tape in the background either in the car or at home for 30 minutes a day. Within 90 days, you will start to notice wonderful and positive differences. For the miracles this tape works, I could easily get $40 to $50. But I'm not greedy, the gentleman said. I want your child to grow up feeling good about his or herself. Therefore, it's only $24.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, a more than fair price. Don't deprive your child of these benefits. Order today with warmest regards. Now, that is just, I think, a classic example of the tremendous level of interest there is in the kind of contemporary topics that we're discussing. And here's one of the possible sources on how to learn how to change and grow, or to help somebody else learn how to change and grow. And it's a very non-professional approach, very pop psychological in its approach, but it is saying this: the way that you change people is by changing the contingencies of their environment. See, if you just change the kind of music that comes into the child's ear, or you just change the kind of statements that are coming into the child's ear, change their environment, and that will make them, and remember the word, miraculously, that will make them miraculously a different person. I tried to call the gentleman who put together this tape and talk to him a little bit about this theory, and was not able to get through. And I wanted to know how many of these tapes he sold. Could not even get through to answer that question. But there's one of the possible sources. Now I realize you might be here this morning and say, well, I wouldn't fall for that. That's obviously just an untrained layperson writing those kind of things. That's not a professional saying those sort of things. I wouldn't fall for that. I know that those kind of things would not help a person really make miraculous, genuine changes. All right? If that's the case, then let's turn to a more professional source. I have with me this morning a copy of a large book. The name of it is The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Some of you have had to study out of this from time to time in your training. DSM is what it's known in short. Every so often, the American Psychiatric Association, the APA, publishes a new edition of the DSM model, or manual, and it helps psychologists or psychiatrists give, in their minds, an appropriate diagnosis for a person who has, remember the title, mental disorders. Now, these persons would say that a critical part of the change process is assigning the appropriate label. Now also remember, oftentimes in order to get the insurance company to reimburse the treatment, there has to be a label assigned to that person, but we'll just lay that aside for now. What I'd like to point out is, as you look at this book and the way it has evolved over the years, it is growing by leaps and bounds. The first edition that was published listed 106 recognized by them, recognized mental disorders. Now, the book that I have lists over 500 different mental disorders. There is literally a label in that book for any possible problem behaviorally that you could imagine. Let me just give you an example. There's one whole section in the book for diagnoses for childhood behavioral problems. One of them is called oppositional defiant disorder. Now remember, these are supposed mental disorders. Some would call them illnesses or diseases. Let me read for you the description of ODD. And I'm not making this up. Oppositional defiant disorder. Here's the way you make this diagnosis. The essential feature of oppositional defiant disorder, remember we're talking about children, is a recurrent pattern of negativistic, defiant, disobedient, and hostile behavior toward authority figures that persists for at least 6 months, and is characterized by the frequent occurrence of at least four of the following behaviors: losing temper, arguing with adults, actively defying or refusing to comply with the requests or rules of adults, deliberately doing things that annoy other people, blaming others for his or her own mistakes or behavior, being touchy or easily annoyed by others, being angry and resentful, or being spiteful or vindictive. There's the criteria for determining whether or not a child has a mental disorder. Now, let me just ask you this. Is there a parent in the auditorium this morning that has ever raised a child that did not have at least some of the characteristics that I just mentioned? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, I imagine there might be one or two parents, or perhaps more, who would say, I'll tell you, on some days, you could take a photo of my child and put it right next to that description, and they are exhibiting some of those behaviors.